9:25, and we have three more cases. Do you want a break for lunch now?
I need to break either way.
Yeah, I think we all need to take a break.
At least bathroom.
We're going to take basically a 20-minute break for lunch. For those of you waiting, there's a very nice cafe if you go out around the corner to the left.
I didn't give advice on that, because I wasn't sure.
Are you okay?
You guys back?
Okay, we're up to number 25247. Good afternoon.
Hello again.
Your name for the record again?
Chris Romanello, Lieutenant Branford Police.
Thank you. Lieutenant, the summary of your case?
On October 25th, 2024, appellant was denied a pistol permit for false statements made within the permit application. This was discovered during the background investigation of the appellant. Within the application on page 3 under criminal history, the appellant indicated they were not subject to a protective restraining order within the past 5 years. During the background investigation, it was discovered the appellant was subject to a restraining order for 365 days within the 5-year period.
Thank you. Do you have an opening statement, sir?
Yes. When I filled out the pistol permit application, there's a question at the bottom of it about protective orders. Well, the protective order that I had against me was for phone harassment, and the question reads, "Restraining order issued by court in a case involving the use of threatening use of physical force against another person regardless of the outcome." I just didn't know that I fell in that guideline, so I hit no on that.
Thank you.
So during the background investigation portion of the appellant, protective order registry was searched, and it revealed that there was an effective restraining order issued from September 30th, 2021 through September 30th, 2022, which covers the application date. Inside the application, it was noted that the appellant said that they were not subject to a protective or restraining order issued by the court. The orders are issued for family violence or protection of a person for family violence, so that's also why we denied it as well. Do you have a few questions?
Would you like to ask him any questions?
No, I understand why I got denied it. I wish I clicked yes on it.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Yeah, I didn't see any information on the actual incident.
So we don't have it. We searched the protective order registry. It wasn't in our jurisdiction, and it had since expired by the time we saw it.
Yeah, but it does say, as the appellant brought up, that it's involving violence, threats of violence. That's a restraining order, so I guess we'll find out how it was issued. It probably wasn't issued by the court as a result of domestic violence. So if that's true, would he have to disclose it?
In the application process, we would ask him about it. It would come up. We would flag it, and it would come up.
No, I understand that, but does he have to disclose it on his application?
He would have to disclose whether or not he was subject to the order if it was by violence or threats of violence, but we don't know that.
Right, but if he knew it and said no?
Yes.
Would that be okay?
Correct.
Did you ask him?
I did not. We did not.
Did anyone ask him?
No.
Okay, thanks.
If he had selected yes on that and you had gotten the information back, would you have denied at that point?
We would have had a conversation with him about the reason for it, and we would have continued the investigation.
Is there anything else that you would deny on at this point, do you think?
No.
Have you had any interactions with him in the town or anything like that?
No, just the false statements on the application.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay.
And when you found out about the restraining order, you didn't ask him about that, right? You didn't call him and say, "What is this?"
No, so it was dual denial, so we denied on the false statement and the potential that is domestic violence and the potential for for that, so.
But you don't have anything to present that it is domestic violence or the nature and circumstances of the event that led to the restraining order or how that came about?
No, just that in the protective order registry, it says that it's family. So that's what.
Does it say family violence?
It says family. So either issued by the family court or involving family violence.
Okay, I'm sure it'll tell us.
Mm-hmm. Sir, your turn.
So my ex basically said that I was calling, harassing her on the phone, calling her friends. It never happened. I never bothered her. I could pull my phone records. Like, nobody contacted me about this. So I pretty much got served paperwork from New Haven Marshall, and I was going to go to court and fight it, but I really don't want to see her. I've been separated from her for like 8 years now. I just don't want to be around her. She's a really like manipulative, toxic person. I just don't want to be near it.
So you had this restraining order in place basically for a year?
Yeah. It's from 2021 to 2022.
What did you have on, what did you post?
Oh, I didn't post anything. Well, she said that I was calling and harassing her phone, and that's what they gave me the restraining order on, that I was harassing her. But she just got like 9 of her friends to all say, yeah, he's harassing her. And 2 of the guys were guys she was having affairs on me with, so. I just didn't want to be involved with it. It's a lot.
Did you have to go to court?
No.
It was issued without you being in court at all?
Yeah.
You kind of testified that you were given the opportunity, but you didn't want to see her.
I didn't want to go.
So you were summoned to court, but you were like, no, I'm not going to fight this.
When the marshal came, he was like, you don't have to go. He's like, do you contact her? I said, no. He's like, do you have her number? No. He's like, when's the last time you seen her? 2017. He's like, don't worry about it, though. So I stayed away from it.
You hadn't seen her since 2017, and the protective order was 20.
Yeah, my mom's funeral was 2017. That was when we broke up.
Huh. And what were you? What was the restraining? Just not. It was a no contact.
Like just stay away from her kind of thing.
So you're saying you never made any threats of violence in any way, any form?
No.
Were you ever arrested as part of this?
No.
No violations of restraining order, nothing like that?
No.
Anything in...
Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Please.
Lieutenant, do you have questions for the appellant?
So you did not go to the hearing?
No.
Okay. You were given a copy of the order, though?
Yeah.
Okay. And you knew what it was for?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And you knew it was for domestic violence or domestic violence related?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't say that.
Yeah, I mean.
He's not, don't say, I mean, you just said it's not domestic violence.
I understand why I got denied, because I said no on a question that they want to know if anything's ever happened. But the way it's worded is for physical violence, and a phone harassment thing, I don't understand how that falls under physical harm or violence. Which is why I selected no on it to begin with.
Yeah, no, I understand. You said for domestic violence, and I thought you said the restraining order just said family, like family court, not family violence.
It says family on it, so we look at it as either family court being a domestic issue or family violence.
Why don't you pursue it to get further clarification at the time then?
Because it's so once it purges out, I only have what I can see here. In parentheses, it just says family. So that's why.
I see his application was some years subsequent to 2022 then?
It was 2024.
You did say that you don't understand why just a phone call would be family violence.
Yeah.
If you had threatened to kill her on the phone.
Yeah, I understand that, but I never contacted her. I mean, my phone records could prove it.
Okay.
Other questions?
And what town do you live in now?
Brantford.
Where did your ex live at the time of the restraining order?
North Brantford, I believe.
Okay. That's a separate police department?
Yes.
Okay. Where's the restraining order from? What court?
It said New Haven. I went down to New Haven.
Did it say New Haven Family Court? New Haven?
I think it was probate, because I went to probate, and they also didn't have... Because I wanted the actual report to bring with me today, and all they gave me was the order of protection, like it's just a one page with nothing on it, just saying who filed it.
Yeah, because there would be in a somewhere an affidavit attached to it if someone went in and swore out a complaint.
Yeah. I don't know.
But you don't have that either?
No, we don't have it.
And there's a blurb in our questionnaire. The end says, in which the victim was in a dating relationship, the issuing authority denied the appellant not for only a dating relationship. The issuing authority denied the appellant not only for false statement, but for potential past history of family violence concerns for safety. Is that from the issuing authority?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is the past history?
That would be because of the order.
But you don't have any documentation of that.
We don't have it.
It's just potential past history.
Yeah, it's potential, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all of your evidence is that order?
Yes.
Any other questions?
Would you administer now? Would you give it now, knowing?
If he reapplied.
Not today.
Today, after hearing what we've all heard today.
I'd have to go back through it one more time just to make sure. Sit down with our chief. He's the one who signs off on it.
I think we'll save you the trouble.
Would you like to make a final statement?
No, I think you guys covered everything.
Would you like to make a final statement?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. This is a denial by the Brantford Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of denial is the appellant's failure to firmly check yes to the statement whether he'd been under a protective order on the application. The appellant had a non-criminal restraining order in effect for a year from 2021 to 2022. There was no criminal arrest or anything surrounding that restraining order.
Any comments from the board? Voting. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
I vote for the appellant.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.